2005. Subject to underwriting approval. Equal credit opportunity lender.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down it goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Get your engineered sleep mattress. Don't pay full price for it, man. Don't pay that full retail on it. These guys have a great deal over there. They make them and they sell them out of the same warehouse. So the very, very talented men and women who make these mattresses make them in a space, and then you can watch them make it. And then when you carry it out, you carry it out the door about 20 feet from there. Not collecting dust, not sitting around. You can watch them make your mattress, take it home that day. That's a cool deal. Besides that, you're going to get a custom-made design mattress just for you. It's Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. You're right. Mr. Orange 24, yeah, you remember when I said Georgia was elite? Start acting like you're elite.
I remember that nonsense.
Now, all Georgia fans out there that are tweeting at me and are texting me, now you've had to play whether you're not the elite card. Now you have to play, well, what would you do if you had Georgia's schedule? What would Georgia do if you had your schedule? I'm sorry, but I can look right now and tell you what your schedule is for 2019. You want to trade now? How do you want to do that? You want to get out of the SEC to go play an Asian conference? Is that what you want to do? Or do you want the benefits of playing in the SEC? Which one is it? You can't have both ways. You're not elite. You know, Alabama never does this. Well, what if Bama would have played your schedule? Alabama fans never do that. Georgia fans are now relegated because your coach went for it on 4th and 11. You built two 14-point leads because you got blown out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. By 20 points. Now you're relegated to, well, what about our schedule compared to your schedule? What would you be doing with it? No. Bama doesn't do that. Clemson doesn't do that. Just go play who you play. If you're elite, you won't lose by 20 to Baton Rouge, in Baton Rouge. If you're elite, you won't blow two 14-point leads in the second half. If you're elite, your coach won't feel so desperate to put a quarterback in that's never played a punt team and go for it on 4th and 11. Inside your own territory, 3 minutes to go to give the team the other game. And give that team the game. Period. Georgia Sam, period. Who gets in? 13-0 conference champion? Two-loss team didn't win a conference championship. Simple as that. You don't lose twice. The idea that you have relegated yourself to be South Carolina fan again. What about the conference, man? Well, just play who you play, dude. It's not my fault. It's not Notre Dame's fault. It's not Oklahoma's fault that you didn't win your conference and that you lost. You got blown out by LSU. You know one thing that Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Alabama didn't do this year?
What's that?
Didn't lose by 20 to anybody. So but they look good in a loss. You don't understand, man. They look really good in a loss. Oh, okay.
Hey, they look good in that first half.
Yeah.
Look great.
Yeah, look great.
Punt team could use a little work.
Let's have a first half playoff then. What's that? Just your first half scores.
Everybody wants to expand the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
That was your expansion right there. That was your play-in game. You're in.
Yeah.
You're in right there. And for the second season in a row, you completely peed away a game against Alabama.
Yep.
Against the better program in the conference.
Here's a Georgia fan. I'm a Georgia on our health care text line. I'm a Georgia fan. I'm not happy about the press conference and the argument in the playoffs. You should not be lobbying for a playoff spot after losing a game in which you should have won, but you made stupid Les Miles-like play calling. In my opinion, Saturday night was our first round of playoffs. You win, you advance. You lose, you go home. It's time to focus on Texas. I agree. Totally agree. Look, let me say this. Georgia, as I said before about Kirby Smart. Kirby Dumb. Les Miles. Georgia's going to win a national championship in the next 5 years.
I don't believe that.
I do.
No, why? What evidence is there?
Because the state of Georgia has more 4 and 5 stars than ever before, and you can't screw it up. I told you this many, many times.
The state of Georgia goes through these ups and downs with recruiting all the time. They had more 4 and 5 stars than ever before, and Mark Richt was there. He took them to the precipice,
not now,
to the cup, took to the absolute brink of success, and lost. The same thing. You have Mark Richt 2.0. That's what you're doing in Georgia. That's what you're doing in Athens right now. And you're going to act and pound your chest that you're an elite program in college football. You're a great program. You got a great recruiting thing going down there. The car wash is really paying benefits. But what I'm telling you right now is Georgia, until further notice, isn't going to be pegged to win a national championship because Alabama's still in that conference, and the road to the national championship goes through Tuscaloosa every single year in the SEC. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Mm. Nick Saban doesn't lose to his constituents, if you will. Is you is or is you not my constituent? You don't lose to him. He's 13-0 against him.
Well, to make your point about Mark Richt, through 3 years at Georgia, let's see these records. He was 32-4 with a third place finish and a sixth place finish. Let's see what Kirby Smart's does through 3 years. Mark Richt would have punted, I can tell you that much. It would have put in a quarterback.
Mark Richt would have punted.
Let me see. Alabama's in punt safe. We're gonna put a quarterback in there. Second team quarterback.
True freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Who you promised to play more because he's thinking about transferring, he's gonna get more playing time.
Identical records, 32-8.
Imagine that.
Those two.
Congratulations on hiring the next Mark Richt.
A second place finish for Smart so far. A
good
third
for you guys.
And a sixth place finish for
good,
Mark
good
Richt.
Good for you. Keep telling me how great
I think Georgia's going to win the national championship in the next 5 years. I really do. I think there's so much talent up there that even Kirby Smart can't blow it.
Is Alabama still playing football in the next 5?
Yeah.
Is Clemson still playing football in the next 5?
Yeah.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
They ain't winning one.
I think they're right in the middle of all those teams.
This ain't it, Chief.
No, I think they're right in the middle of
this
all
ain't it.
But with that said, as long as Testosterone Boy over there keeps finding ways to screw it up, then you better really, really, really recruit well. They're going to recruit so well that even he can't screw it up. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Dusty's in Greenville. Hey, Dusty, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. Good morning. I'm good. How about you guys?
Fantastic.
Good. Hey, just one real quick comment on Testosterone Boy. And all Saban's former coaches not being able to beat him. I thought it was funny that he made the comment that they don't want to play us again. That was pretty interesting that they want to get another shot at him. But with the Herb Street thing, man, I'll be honest, that was the first ESPN pundit that I'd listened to all year with the playoff stuff. I haven't watched a single show, haven't listened to any of those guys. And I was coming unglued just like you are this morning and probably a lot of other people are too. Not only should they be in, but bumped up to number 3 in Herb Street's eyes. But that was the amazing part to me. But as I'm coming unglued, my boys are sitting there watching me scream at Herb Street on the TV. Yeah, I calm down and think for a minute, go, let me get in Herb Street's mind a little bit. And I almost wonder if it was almost a sarcastic slap in the face to the committee. Because let's be honest, conference championships don't matter with this selection process. There's 4 conference champions sitting outside looking in right now. If conference championships matter, then Notre Dame doesn't belong in the conversation. And I just almost wonder if Herb Street's comments and his idea to bump Georgia up to number 3 and put these 4 best teams in the playoff system was just almost a little bit of sarcasm and tongue-in-cheek for him.
Here's what I don't get, though, Dusty. Let me stop you right quick. The criteria, read the criteria for me again, Zach. You can't say that conference championships don't matter when the college football committee, their criteria for getting in is?
Conference championships, one, is the first and foremost criteria.
This is the very
criteria.
First one.
Strength of schedule, head-to-head competition, and outcomes of common opponents.
Right.
Okay, if conference championship, they only matter to conference champions that go undefeated. So, right, because Ohio State's a conference champ, they're outside looking in. UCF's a conference champ outside looking in.
No. Oklahoma had a loss, won a conference championship, and they got in.
Okay, I understand. But if conference championship's going to be criteria number 1, I mean, I know everybody wants it to go to 8. I mean, the argument is getting old, and the narrative is getting old for everybody talking about it. But just that first criteria, and then you're going to put Notre Dame in. And but, so that's
but,
my.
But Notre Dame, I mean, it's not a shock to anybody that to say Notre Dame can beat everybody 100-0. If Notre Dame went out and averaged and beat every and shut everybody out and beat everybody 100-0, are you going to tell me that Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be in?
Did they meet criteria number one?
No, but there's four different sets of criteria in there.
I understand. But they didn't meet criteria number one, and then you've got all these other teams looking out outside, looking in with their conference championship.
But Dusty, they're not banner. Saying it's the only one. They're saying it's one of the four. With that said, though, you're not gonna nobody in their right mind, nobody thought that Notre Dame could go undefeated and not get to the college football playoff. This is not gonna happen.
Yeah, I understand.
Right,
I get it, and I do. I look, man, I'm all for conference championships. If Pitt would have won the other night, we had an 18 playoff. Conference champ gets in for me, but I'm a conference champ proponent. But all I call in to say is just basically for Herb Street. I'm just trying to go. Maybe he's just tired of all this stuff and just understanding that conference championships. It might be one of the criteria, but it is not a dominant criteria in this thing.
Maybe so. Dusty, I appreciate the phone call. I've been on many committees before. I say many. I've been on, I don't know, 10 committees before.
I'm a man of great wealth, and I have been on many committees before.
I am so important, I've been on committees. And let me say this.
Even the chairman of a few committees.
I've never chaired a committee.
Hear he.
But I've been a major part of Robert's Rules. I got it. No, but of the committees I've been on, the one thing I always go over every time again is, and I have been on single, let's, what are we charged with here? What are our marching orders? And if what we're charged with is to go to those four criteria, but then we confuse ourselves too. We make this thing so much harder than it is about the eye test and the getting the four best teams in. Getting the four best teams in. If that is the case, then you're contradicting yourself. You can't tell me conference championships matter, as Dusty was saying, and then tell me you want the four best teams in. To me, one of the ways you determine the four best teams is you watch that team play, and then you look at their records, and then you say, all right, I think this team's better than that team. I think this team had a better resume than that team. I think this team achieved more than that team. Well, to be totally honest with you, outside of Alabama and Clemson, and even those two teams have flaws. Clemson and Alabama shown flaws this year. And even by then, by putting what Vegas thinks about the spreads, I think you said there too, you can make legitimate arguments for and against a bunch of other teams in there. I get it. But I think the number one criteria through all that is losses. Let me ask you something, Mr. Or24. Have we seen undefeated conference champions get in over the past 5 years? We've had 5 years of playoffs now. Have we seen undefeated conference champions get in?
Yes.
Have we seen teams with one loss that wins conference championships get in?
Yes.
Have we seen teams that have seen teams that have one loss that didn't win conference championships get in?
Yes.
Have we seen anybody that had two losses get in?
That's a negative there, Ghost Rider.
So what's the most important criteria for college football playoff?
Don't lose more than one game. Win the conference championship.
Right. Oh, remember this? Well, you got to remember, man, this is a big conspiracy by ESPN, man. They're going to get two SEC teams in there. How'd that work out?
All of it felt like more just of a talking point, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't
nobody
real.
In the right mind thought Georgia was going to the college football playoff.
It wasn't real.
No one.
They just wanted somebody to watch their four-hour show yesterday.
I agree with that. Everyone knew what the four teams were going to be. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Riley decided to hop a plane, man. We know we're in.
Mm.
The.
He gone.
The. College football playoff committee got it right. Here's something I don't get. Who the heck cares if you're. This is the last one. They don't have another poll after this. They don't. The AP does. Who the heck cares if Georgia's ahead of Ohio State? Like, they made a big deal out of it. That was the case. That didn't matter. You got the four in. After that, who cares? Ohio State's going to Rose Bowl. Georgia's going to Sugar Bowl. We knew that. I didn't see the big. There's all these talking points. I didn't see the big deal. Everybody knew what was going to happen. Had people text me before. What's the four teams? Who deserves to be in? It's obvious who the four teams are going to be in. And all those people. Remember last week? Remember this, Zach?
Yep.
Last Thursday and Friday, our shows were based around, well, man, the SEC is a conspiracy theory, man. They're going to, ESPN's going to, what'd I tell you? Did Kurt Herbstreit have a vote?
No.
Joey Galloway have a vote?
No, sir.
Desmond Howard have a vote?
No.
Corso.
Thank goodness.
Corso might have a vote, but he forgot to show up. Boy, it's getting bad.
Come on, man.
It's getting bad.
That pick'em segment was awful on Saturday.
That's what you got to do from now on. Just don't bring him out for any of the show. Just let him put the hat on. Put the mascot hat on.
Nah, he's still a part of the show.
Nah, he has nothing.
Kurt does a great job of helping him through it.
Yeah, Kurt, you can tell. Feels bad for the guy. It's just time to pass that button. Just bring him on at the end of the show.
Stop that.
I mean, just it's getting bad. Anyway, does Chris Fowler have a vote?
No.
Remember last week I told you who was on the committee and how they're, and what was going to happen and how they voted? It was obvious. Once Oklahoma beat Texas, once Clemson, we knew Clemson was going to win. Once Alabama came back, it was obvious what was going to happen. Now, if Alabama would have lost, that would have been interesting. Maybe Alabama gets in over Oklahoma. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, we knew what was going to happen. Everyone knew what was going to happen. And they got it right, despite the conspiracy theories. A break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are jammed. Hang on, fellas. Get straight back to your phone calls after this. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. I got my latest bank statements from my two bank statements in. I put those in my little binder. I'll take those 24 bank statements over to the Patterson Tax Service. And I'll let them go to work. Let them take care of me. Different this year than every year before because of 1986, more tax changes than any other time out there.
Huge bank statements, by the way.
No.
Very wealthy man.
Takes two pages to do all my business in one bank statement.
I have many leather books.
I love that text.
Rich mahogany.
Hear ye, hear ye. The committee is now open, and the committee is now adjourned.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Call the Patterson Tax Service. The tax code has changes, man. So it's not like your normal filing. Small businesses, you're going to need the Patterson Tax Service. Let them do the tax planning for you. PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. A break. We'll come back. Open phone lines, text tweets after this.
This Tuesday, the Clemson men's hoop team will be hitting the floor as they'll be hosting our friends from New Jersey when they take on the St. Peter's Peacocks at 7 p.m. With broadcast starting at 6:30, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Need the perfect gift for the music lover? Do you want to give an experience to remember? Look no further. The legendary rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section is coming to the Clemson University Brooks Center April 30th. Tickets are now on sale. $35 for adults and $15 for students with college ID. Visit ClemsonMusicFest.org for more information or call 864-656-7787 to purchase reserved seating today.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining. Kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mr. 24, I told you I went over to see the folks over at Back to 30 the other day, and I got these three little sunspots on my face. You know, when you get to be 50, man, you got a little haggard looking there, like, you know, Willie Nelson sings about it, like my these old lines on my face now, you know? So I'm going to start taking care of my skin a little bit. When I was there, Angela gave me some sunscreen. Like an idiot, I don't wear sunscreen playing golf, so I got to put sunscreen on my face now. And I'm going to go over it in a couple of weeks and get this stuff zapped off of. It's going to be great. If you want to look better, feel better, you know, there's a, some of the misconceptions like this is a, you know, feminine place. I got a lot of male products there for your face, for male stuff. Look, you want to look good. Let's don't try to hide behind it. You'd like to look good. This is one of the top when it comes to Botox or fillers. It's one of the top when it comes to rejuvenating your skin. Rejuvenating of your body as well, some body sculpting. They can do the platelet-rich plasma, testosterone stuff. It's voted in the Upstate as the best medical spa, the best in Botox cosmetic fillers, best in body contouring, best in men's health services, best in hormone replacement therapy. Four great locations, East MacBee, Highway 14, the one off of Pelham, off of Maple Tree Court, and then Boiling Springs. This is easy to remember, backto30.com. Backto30.com. Probably look like Brad Pitt when I'm done over there, you know? Can't you see that happening? A couple of quick notes here. Snaphook and Joe, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. On Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. My friend Fred Cunningham, News Channel 7, checking in. One of the, I yield to those brighter than me. And obviously, Fred Cunningham's brighter than me. Fred Cunningham, at Mickey Pollard, says, all this, quote, best four team stuff, unquote, reminds me of 2 years ago when Southern Cal lost three of its first four games, then won nine in a row, and some experts said the Trojans are playing better than anyone. Remember that?
I do.
Well, why not look at Southern Cal? They're playing better than anyone. Because you lost three of your first four, that's why.
The regular season matters.
Because you can't get blown out and earlier in the year, blown out in the middle of the season. Not, you know, and then also we're going to put you in because we think you're playing good right now. 654 Roar. Joe is in Charlotte. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm fantastic. Are you in Charlotte today?
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte today, yeah. I came out for a little short visit, and I'm headed back up.
Great. Awesome. Be careful, obviously.
I want to say we won a game, and we will win a national championship. I have no doubt. It's going to depend on our front four, the All-Americans that came back for this year to finish the job, because our secondary is a problem, and everyone knows that. So we definitely going to have to lean on those guys to get us to the chip. The Georgia analogy by Hershey, I totally agree with you, asinine. I don't know what he was thinking, but I just think that he ain't had enough to talk about. That's what I don't think I can think of, because you can't reward a team for losing. And the fact that you played them three times and you still lost, and you want to play them again for the same results. The coach gave up that game. He cost those guys that game. That was all coaching. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think Notre Dame is going to give us a decent game, but we will probably blow them out if we come to play. It's going to be a good game. It won't be like it was in 2016, where it was raining in Death Valley and all that stuff. It's going to be some good weather. It's going to be level playing field in the Cotton Bowl, at Jerry's World. And we're going to do our thing, and then we're going to go get the bully on the block. The problem with what's going on now with the four teams is there is an SEC bias where majority of the time, two of those teams have a better chance of getting in than any other conference. And people are seeing that for what it is. Now, luckily this year, Alabama won. But had they lost, you may have had two SEC teams in it again. They're the only conference getting the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's what people are going to have a problem with until they expand it. Until they expand it to six or eight teams.
You know, Joe, here's one thing that we got to discuss. There's five power conference teams, right? And five commissioners that have signed on to this college football playoff. And last year we got two SEC teams in, I get it. If we were going to put Georgia in this year with two losses, despite not winning that, we would have turned our back on three of the five, because Notre Dame's in this year. Last year you turned your back on two of the five. The years before it's on one of the five. We're going to turn our back on three of the five power five conferences for college football playoffs. Yeah. I don't think that goes over well with commissioners and college presidents right there.
It wouldn't. You're 100% right. Yep. I totally agree with you. Yep. I'm in agreement with you, but Notre Dame threw a monkey wrench by going undefeated.
Yep, they did.
Now,
they did.
The question is, this is the question about Notre Dame not being in a conference. If Ohio State went undefeated and Oklahoma went undefeated, does Notre Dame get in and Alabama's undefeated and Clemson undefeated? That's the catch.
Yeah, but I just say this. As much of a draw as Notre Dame is, right? As much as a – let's don't try to pretend behind the fact. Notre Dame's a big draw in college football. There was no scenario which Notre Dame goes undefeated and doesn't go to college football playoff. That's the way I see it. Joe, be careful in your trip back, man. Always looking forward to hearing
from you. All
right,
buddy.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Sure, bud. Take care of yourself. Snapbook, hang on. I'm coming to you. I'm loving all this hypothetical stuff now. We got to live in this hypothetical world of what if they'd have been in a conference? What if this would happen? I got one right here on the text of mine. You think Notre Dame would have beaten Georgia, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, or Ohio State in the conference championship this past weekend? I don't know. I don't know if they'd have beat them or not. Zach, can I be clear on something? What would happen if you would win the Olympics in the 100-meter swimming?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What would happen if you come in and host a show this morning? I know that. That's what you do. That's what you did. I can't live in a world of hypotheticals. Well, what if their team, what if their quarterback would have got hurt rather than our quarterback getting hurt? I don't know those things, man. All I know is what my eyes told me. I knew going into the season that Notre Dame was not going to win a conference championship this year. I knew that. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
I can tell you right now who they're going to play next year. Tell you who Clemson's going to play next year. Clemson's not going to play Notre Dame's schedule next year. They're not going to play Georgia's schedule. Georgia's not going to play Clemson's schedule. Georgia's not going to play Alabama's schedule. All I know is what my eyes told me. That these schedules come out, I anticipate them, and then those teams play each other. And then I'm set to judge resumes based on what they did. Call me crazy, but what would happen if you could jump to the Mars? I don't know. I'm never jumping to Mars. I have a 25-inch vertical.
24 and a half.
Mad ups either way. I want to jump. I want you to jump. I want you to jump. Snap Hook is up next, 654 Roar. Snap Hook, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Great. Hey, I got a hypothetical for you, Snap Hook. What if Mrs. Snap Hook was a great driver? I don't know. We've never seen it before.
Mickey, today's my 39th birthday. And, you know, something my dad taught me about what ifs a long time ago. If a bullfrog had wings, he wouldn't bump as you know what when he hopped.
Yep. I'm with you.
I don't live with what ifs. I take what it is. You know, what if I had more money in my 401k at 39? What if this? What if that? Hey, brother, take it for what it is. There ain't no way that there was a two-loss team going into the playoffs.
Snap Hook, Zach and I, we got something for you. 39th birthday.
Okay.
Birthday boy, 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 birthday boy.
Good job, man. 39. 39 more, I hope, too, right? Halfway there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. One last thing, and I'll leave you with this. Did you happen to see Randy Shannon's interview with Coach Ogeron yesterday?
I did not.
Asking him about playing UCF.
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
You know, his main comment was, "We don't need to practice, Randy."
Snap Hook, happy birthday, man. Many more, buddy. Many more. Well, we need to. A New Year's Day 6 gig. You excited at all? Let me get an early biggie from you.
Early bowl game biggie?
Yep.
Whoa. We have. Yep. When's the first bowl game? Let me just double check that real quick. Hold on. Probably. I got this.
You do?
It's right in front of me.
Have you seen some of the names of the bowls this year?
Oh, my favorite is the
Bad Boy Motor. Yeah. Bad Boy Mower.
Yeah, that one's a great one. The first bowl game is December the 15th. Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl.
Oh, man.
NC, North Carolina A&T, and Alcorn State.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go. Have the AutoNation care about, you don't care about anything.
So we're 12 days away and you want to do big year ready for these.
No. We'll do these daily now. We don't care about,
the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl. That's a winner.
I like the names, man. By the way, are you excited for that Georgia Southern Eastern Michigan matchup in the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl?
Oh boy. Yeah, but in the Montgomery, Bad Boy Alabama. Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, that takes the cake, doesn't it?
Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Marshall and South Florida. Makers won a Bahamas Bowl.
Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. This doesn't make sense. It's just dumb. Hey, I'll tell you what bowl I want to play in, though. The Cheez-It Bowl.
I'm not a Cheez-It fan.
Well, there it is again. Another piece of evidence that you hate America and all that it stands for and the proud products that it produces year in and year out.
You got walk-ons Independence Bowl.
You're probably rooting for China in this trade war, aren't you?
No. Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. That's the longest name, isn't it? Franklin.
I want to play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl, too. The Peach Bowl.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
The Belk Bowl, South Carolina, Virginia. That should be a fun one.
Josh Belk, big part of the Josh Belk Bowl.
Mm. The Belk Bowl is great on Twitter, though. That's one thing I will miss for the month of absence.
Yeah. Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman.
And then, of course, the only bowl games that really matter, the college football semifinals on the 29th.
Let me give me the New Year's Day 6, though. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
New Year's Day 6. Sugar Bowl. Georgia wants to eat. Texas wants to eat. I just want everybody to eat. You excited about Georgia and Texas?
I mean, I'm a little bit excited. You want a biggie for this?
Give me a biggie for this. Give me a biggie quick for this. Georgia, Texas. Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, okay, cool. Hook 'em.
Rose Bowl, Washington, Ohio State.
Rose Bowl, sticking traditional with the conferences, but I'm not really interested in that game.
Fiesta Bowl, LSU in Central Florida.
Very, very interested in that
if
game.
If Mackenzie Milton was playing, I'd be interested in it.
Sure.
Mackenzie Milton's out.
That's a UCF is that's a snoozer right there.
The worst of them, though, the Peach Bowl, Florida and Michigan.
Hey.
We've tried this before. It doesn't work.
Oy.
So you care about 1.5
yep.
of those games.
Yep.
Let me get Dave in Simpsonville. Final phone call of the segment. Good morning, Fence Sitter. Dave in Simpsonville.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you? You're fence sitter, awesome. By the way. I don't know if you're doing that.
Oh, no, I am. And I was riding and chafing a little bit. But, you know, there was a movie back in the day called Drill Bit Taylor, starring the great Owen Wilson. And that's what I see South Carolina is right now. Those nerdy kids that are trying to find somebody to beat up the bully. So, nerdy kids, your bully beater-upper is now Notre Dame. What does Garnett and Green look like? I really don't know. You know, at the end of the day, Carolina fan, do you have a decision to make to either go to the Belt Bowl or save your money so you can go back to Charlotte in August to play North Carolina? Either way, neither game will be greatly attended, and nobody's going to care. Guys, at the end of the day, we want to say one thing. All of this fodder and speculation and what if doesn't matter because there are four teams and your Clemson Tigers are number two in the game. We are headed back to the playoffs. Win or lose. Understand what I'm saying, Mickey Pyler. Win or lose. We still are further down the journey of college football than our sisters to the south. So, while Dabo is a great CEO and a cheerleader and a guy who just puts great people together and all the other great things that you Carolina fans love to say about our football coach, he's still standing there talking to Tom Rinaldi about playing Notre Dame on December 29th. Going to be awesome, Mickey. Cotton Bowl hadn't been there since the 30s when we beat Boston College. About time to go get another one. Go Tigers. War cowboy hats. Hashtag Dabo is much more than a CEO. Will Mess Champ, you got Dabo envy. Y'all have an awesome day.
Thank you, Fence Sitter.
That's a long hashtag.
Yeah, very long. Can I give you a little hashtag Canty Foundation special? C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com.
I mean, folks, if you're not advertising with the Mickey Pyler Show, I don't know what you're doing, because that was a seamless transition.
Seamless. Ooh, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com.
I don't even need a foundation. I'm about to buy one.
Hey, look, here's the bottom line.
Get it fixed. You got to buy one, break it, and get it fixed by Candy, because that's seamless transition right there.
Hey, you want to buy a house that has, like, slanting and tilting walls? That's what you want. Because Canty wants to come and fix it for you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, let them fix it. It is your foundation specialist. Cracks above doorways or windows, jammed doorways or windows, cracks in your walkways, cracks among your foundation anywhere, your pools, let them raise it for you. This technology, to be honest with you, pretty stinking cool at Canty. Like, whoever decided this and knew how to do this, pretty stinking cool. Got to come let them look at my back deck. On my screen and porch, so we can do this for us. Goodbye to our great friends at Canty. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. A break for more Reaction Monday right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Diamonds and
Everyday low prices waiting for you. Custom design jewelry too for diamonds. You want diamonds and gold direct. For everything in diamonds and gold, come in and see the pros who know. Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Well, I've got the solution. Treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas. I'm Stacy, head designer at Pajamagram, America's PJ Experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram comes with free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Our PJs are backed by a 100% lifetime money-back guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy by giving them the world's softest pajamas. You can too, but you need to jump on this now because normally these sell out before Christmas. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists are rocking and rolling right now. Make your garage floor look awesome. I'm on their site right now and to see it. I love seeing what other, you know, the before and after pictures of garages. To be honest with you, I have a pretty good memory, Zach, I think, but I can't remember what my garage floor used to look like. Like, I'm thinking, yeah, I know I had a few oil stains down there. 9 designer colors, fantastic warranty, locally owned and operated. One of the owners, this is very important now, one of their owners is on every single job site. There's two owners. Daniel Parham, Manuel Parham. I can't tell the difference between the two. They're twins. They're going to be on every single job site. And that makes a big deal. Is that, you know, when upper management's here, you screw up less. Like, you're more serious.
Absolutely.
When upper management's not here, you kind of mess around.
Everything is in play at that point in time.
Right. So it's very important that every single job has one of their owners on site. I think that's a cool setup there. Get your garage floor done. 14,000 projects, 4 million square feet installed. Let them do it for you since 1999. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. I did not tell you congratulations, buddy. You need some congratulations here.
What's that?
Giants won.
Yeah, hey, how about that, huh? they about gave it away there at the end with the overtime, but it's all right.
It's okay. Great win, buddy.
Hey, 4-8. Here we go.
Great win for you.
You got to love it.
No doubt. Let's get...
Did you see the Odell Beckham Jr. play, by the way?
No, I did not.
They ran a reverse to him, where it's supposed to be a run. And he gets the ball, does this little stutter step at the line. His feet are shoulder width apart. He stops and looks up, and a receiver breaks open in the middle of the field. That it was supposed to be a run play. Guy just like just did this by himself, breaks up and wide open, and he stops shoulder width apart and throws it flat-footed 49 yards on a dart for a touchdown, second touchdown pass of the season.
An eligible receiver downfield?
No, sir.
What were the offensive linemen doing?
They were blocking as a run play, but they hadn't gone past the line of scrimmage, so it was fine.
Because normal running plays for the Giants, they can't get any push.
Exactly right.
Okay. So yeah, we got it.
In this instance, having a terrible offensive line completely paid off because Odell Beckham Jr.
Right. Very good. I get it.
A lot of fun.
Corey is in Charleston, South Carolina. Corey, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. A quick question. It's very concerning for me when, like, the Pittsburgh game, we got ETN and we got all the momentum and they take him out and then we put Feaster and we our offense is not as effective and then Pittsburgh start getting the momentum. What are we going to do when we go to Notre Dame? We got to have ETN in the game and then when the game's out of hand, then we can put the reserves. I just want to get your thoughts on that. I hope you guys have a good week.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate the phone call. I think that Dabo Swinney knew. I criticized Dabo during the game for going for it on fourth down rather than kicking the field goal. Remember, it was 14-3.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought you should have kicked the field goal there.
I thought you get that there. You step on the throw, it's completely over.
Well, what you have to know, there's Dabo knew that they were just better, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Pittsburgh's not – they didn't have the talent to beat Clemson. So, yeah, go ahead and step on the throat. If you notice, in the games where the opponent has any semblance of winning, any chance of winning at all, now not the A&M game, because I can't take it for the game plan there by not getting ETN more carries there. But since then, the only two games in which the game was in any sort of balance in the second half, Syracuse and South Carolina. Syracuse, 27 carries, 203 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, 28 carries, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That, if you notice, the other thing is Travis Etienne says is, I feel better when I'm fresher, and I like sharing carries with these guys. These guys motivate me. Mark my words, Etienne will, he's got a little bit of a hamstring issue right now. You notice that they're working on that a little bit. That ETN will be a major part of the next two game plans. They have saved him, and rightfully so. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I thought Feaster and Choice and Lin-J played really well. I see what he's saying. I want ETN to have more carries too, but you got to keep him fresh. And he's carried it in the bigger games where they had to have it. Game on the line, ETN gets the ball. Short yard. You notice this? Short yardage, who gets the ball? ETN. The crucial downs, the crucial plays, Travis Etienne's your guy. Andrew's at Clemson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys.
Good.
Talking about the way the selection happened and all that, it just reinforced one thing to me that I hadn't thought about before, which is I've never been a fan of them going to a six team and having a bye. I've always been go to eight. There's not more than eight teams out there that have a real possibility of winning it anyway. There's no need to ever go beyond that. But the 16 thing, I just thought about, if Notre Dame was one or two, then they'd be ending up playing two less games than their next opponent, which is really not fair, which is why I don't like the bye thing anyway. If somebody's playing, you know, the ones and twos, whether they deserve to be one or two or not, they're going to play one less game than their next opponent. But with somebody that's not in a conference and and can't be a conference champion, then you're guaranteed they're playing two less games in that situation. The other thing that I was thinking about is I feel bad for Georgia's players because Kirby Dumb lost that game. I mean, that was an inexcusable going for that fourth down. That was just crazy. And he lost the game for him. But one thing I do think about in that Georgia game that I hadn't heard too many people say a lot about, but could have really changed the way things came out. Them fantastic kicker that never misses that field goal that you know, if they had gone up 17, what would that have changed about the game? If anything, maybe it puts Alabama under a little more pressure. Maybe it's still the same outcome. But it was, you know, I felt bad for their players. I don't feel bad for Kirby Dumb.
I told my wife, when missed the, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call. I told my wife when they missed the field goal, I was like, that's not good, man. You had a chance to go up three scores. When you beat Alabama, you better knock them out. First of all, you know, you got the ball all the way down there, man. You got to maybe score a touchdown and knock them out. But they didn't knock them out in that building a year ago, and they didn't knock them out this time. And as a result, Alabama's heart, and you know, we talk about this all the time, Mr. 24. Their talent's unbelievable, but you got to give them credit for heart. Because what Jalen Hurts did, what Alabama did, it would have been easy to not beat Georgia either the last 2 years. But they did what it took, and an awful lot of heart shown by Bama. Give them credit for that. You're in a text war right now, it looks like to me.
Not a text war. Just a simple conversation.
But you told the guy he's embarrassing himself.
He is embarrassing himself.
What did he do? What's going on? I can't find it on you. What's going on?
Old Georgia Sam. Georgia Samuel.
Yeah. What? Give me the whole rundown.
Essentially, what it comes down to this, he's a little upset over what happened on Saturday night. And
that Kirby went for the fourth down, 4th and 11, decided their own territory 3 minutes ago, put the quarterback in, the backup quarterback in to take a snap.
Yes.
And Alabama had their punt safety team still in the game.
He's playing the shoulda, coulda, woulda game, right? You know, Clemson would struggle with Georgia's schedule. Georgia would be 13-0 with Clemson's schedule and this and that. Clemson plays in a horrible conference. If Georgia would have won and this and that. And 60 seconds doesn't decide a whole season for Georgia. They're a top 14. Blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, win your games, bud. Win your games. Don't get blown up by LSU. Don't blow consecutive leads in consecutive games to Bama.
But you don't understand. We look good in our loss.
That's fine.
We had a moral victory.
That's all right. Enjoy the New Year's Six Bowl.
They had a moral victory poll.
Just enjoy it.
1-0 in the moral victory column.
It's a fun time to be a Georgia Bulldog. Go Dogs.
654-ROAR, 654-7627. We have a, you know what? I'm here every day this week, Zach. No remotes this week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking off this week.
What?
I can't be here for the whole week for when you're here. I mean,
you
want
to see this face, buddy. You got to see this face.
No, I'll be here.
Still got time for a phone call in the segment, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. I love the fact that Palmetto Dunes has innovative approaches. You know what? It's not really a sit back and rest on your laurels there. They're always like working, always doing something. Remember I told you about this new golf cart and the new fast walking features that they have with that one? Pickleball has been a major part of it. I told some guys yesterday, I think I'm going to get into pickleball. But the point is that they're not just sitting around saying, yep, this is how we've always done it. This is our tradition here at Palmetto Dunes. I know we're highly ranked. We're just going to continue doing that. They don't do that. They just keep getting better and better and better and more innovative and staying ahead of everything else. Their website's a great example of it. You know, in an idea, in a world where customer service is bad in so many places and it's hard to make decisions and hard to get anybody to help you with anything, their website is so stinking good. It's PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report, the Hero World Challenge. Not a whole lot to report here today except for Dustin Johnson. He had a good tournament, 68, 67, 72, 69. He finished 12 under par. He finished 7th in the event. Started out 6th yesterday, dropped down to 7th at the Hero World Challenge. Tiger didn't play well, Zach, but Tiger wasn't really into that, kind of tired at the end of the year. I get all that. John Rahm ended up winning by 6, but Dustin Johnson finishes 7th. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Great text here. Can't spell Bulldogs without two L's. Ouch. Very ouch. Well, your schedule, you can't spell you can't spell eat. Hey, Georgia Sam got back at you.
And I am.
I love this, man. Is this your new William?
No. Where is William this morning?
I don't know. I thought he would call in.
Oh, you buddy.
Where you at, buddy?
Buddy, boy.
Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
You got to hear from you.
It was a tough one there Saturday night, huh, bud?
You know what? I took a coaching football class in college. You know, you get some electives in there.
Yeah.
So I took a coaching football class in college. You know what the one thing I got right on the final exam was?
What's that?
It was on 4th and 11, inside your own territory with 3 minutes to go, do you A, put in your quarterback, fake a punt, even though
your backup quarterback,
even though the other team's a punt safety.
Who's trying to leverage your playing time to stay at the program?
Or B, punt the ball. I went with B. I got the question right.
You are a coaching genius.
$6 million a year.
$6 million a year, baby.
Give me $6 million. Dum da dum dum dum. All right, love to have you come back.